Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called White Crystal Wizard, and it is the 12th day of the Blue Night Wave Spell, and it is the spectral moon day one. And I'm a day late. The planetary moon was ending in a spectral day, and I guess I sort of dissolved or was launched with a breaking wave, and it was like a good, interesting precursor yesterday to have a spectral day on the eve of the spectral moon. Kind of indicated to me what might be occupying my mind or time generally, loosely, in the 4 weeks to come here. But let's start over in the land of the 13-day wave spell of Blue Night. I'm trying to figure out if I felt financially abundant in this time. I don't think I did. I mean, I think I feel provided for, but I didn't have any of those stunning, synchronic moments where I like happened upon a pile of cash or an uncashed check. Did you, though? Did you? I've had things like that occur in Blue Night wave spells past. And I think for me, I live in a really affluent area, and a lot of the themes around abundance this wave spell were just a reminder that I actually feel very provided for. And it's not just my needs that are economic or material, but, you know, I prefer basically to feel really provided for in the dream realm, or just that my intuition or the collective unconscious that we all share and communicate through without full awareness. Like, I just feel very taken care of by that realm. So my Blue Night wave spell was not as much of a cash cow as I don't think I even hoped, but, you know, I wondered. And again, I'm hoping if you are at a time in your life or a place within America or beyond where it isn't really easy to cover the cost of living, that you had that sign that you were going to be provided for in a more direct way that has to do with housing or has to do with, yeah, that word abundance. I just feel really abundant in my life when I can feel peace. You know, I'm not trying to be some kind of old sage, but I am getting old, and it's not just that, oh, I have my material needs all provided for. I just have a lot of things. Like, there's not much that I need to acquire. And so what I have to pay for in life is different, right? And the way that I guess what I was trying to say is, it's just like I grapple with not being as financially secure as others around me, because I'm surrounded by such wealthy people. And the cost of living where I am is so high that I can't really afford to participate in most of it. And so that can make me feel diminished or problematic. And at least in the Blue Night wave spell, I just didn't feel that at all. I feel like, oh, I have what I need. I have a lot of dogs. I have loving friends and family, actually. And I have a lot of peace compared to what was. So I think counting out abundance, finishing the Blue Night wave spell, as well as counting out the planetary moon's peak achievement or accomplishment or accumulation. Just again, thinking of the planetary tone, it's sort of like, here's my pile of accomplishment for this year. Here's the summit that I reached to overcome obstacles that have been in my way, not necessarily from outside, maybe from within. Like, it's the highest ascendant place we can go in a year's arc, and we just did it. And now it's downhill. Like, there's no denial of the reversal of a kind, not reversal of fortune, but reversal of direction that's happening now. And another way to think about it, though, when you're looking at waveforms and ocean waves, is that it's all about like force, velocity. Things start slow, but they have enough force to really be launched, but just through turgidity, turgidness or turbulence. And then there's less as the wave advances or grows. It's got more acceleration and more power behind it and less resistance until the power wanes and the resistance is once again strong and stops it, which is where we are right now. But there's still a lot of velocity. It's just veering back to Earth and is a little out of control and going to dissolve / crash. So it's not that the reversal that I'm describing is like we stop in our tracks and, you know, we go back to a slow pace. It's rather that we just are redirected. I mean, you know what it looks like, falling back to Earth. I don't even know what to say about it. I don't know whether it's even possible to predict or be prepared for the spectral tone when it is 28 days long. I just think it's like a question mark, a big point of curiosity. What will it be like? Because waves break in, I think, just like different levels of intensity. I mean, the height of the wave can make it that the fall back to sort of sea level really daunting, or you've gotten so good at being free form in your life that it's time to practice flying and that you know how to gracefully swan dive back to Earth. So again, I haven't been preparing for the spectral moon except very loosely, conceptually, knowing to be grateful about the planetary moon's gift of a sense of accomplished purpose, of being enough in our culture that wants accomplishment, of absolutely, culture or not, being in a revelation of, look how high I got, look how many obstacles I've overcome, look how, you know, I'm sustained in this incredible growth by the things that I created, that I manifested. And now, question mark. I'm looking at, in my studio here, like, I made so much art in the planetary moon, and I was like, what? That's what I did. I made a bunch of art, and will I still make it in the spectral moon? I don't need to be, like, so dramatic, and I'm not, you know, in anxiety about it, but it's just a question. See, the question mark. You know, this is a kind of good segue for something I want to say. I'll talk more about it tomorrow, but the next wave spell is Yellow Warrior, and it's got in the hieroglyph, it looks, they call it the cosmic question mark, because one of the words for Yellow Warrior is to question, and it's kind of like all these little, not little, I don't make them diminutive, but all these campus warriors who are fighting for their perception of justice. I'm not trying to denigrate them. It is their perception of justice. That is their fight and their cause. And so they are warriors, and they are questioning authority, and they are questioning policies, and they're questioning investments, and they're right in it. The warrior mode is like confrontational and inquisitive, and has a lot of resilience in being so forcefully demanding of, you know, a different answer than the one that's pat. So we're entering that vortex, but I'll talk about it mostly tomorrow when I do my Friday podcast because the Yellow Warrior Wave Spell will start Saturday. So again, this is the crystal day of the Blue Night Wave Spell. And on a crystal day, we would each of us be running into people in our lives where we might want to confab about how things have been going the last couple of weeks, i.e. the Blue Night Wave Spell. And you can see if that happens accidentally. And right here and now, I'd like to just try on a one-sided effort. I told you a little bit about, in the Blue Night Wave Spell, I didn't actually have this, but I might have had that. I might have had peace and not so much profit. But other things we can talk about, like I can invite you to reflect whether your dreams were really crazy or if life was but a dream, if your daily life, your living experience while waking had some of that strangeness of a dream. And I don't even think that happened for me. I have to say that the planetary moon, just think of it like the intersection of two strong Dzogchen influences, Mayan influences. One is the planetary tone. One is the Blue Night tribe. And I just am reflecting, and this would be my like crystal statement on this crystal day. It's just like, it was overwhelmingly planetary. It couldn't have been as off the rails as dream life gets, because planetary is just not a dreaming kind of tone. It's a reality kind of tone. It's an unimaginative kind of tone. It is just the facts, ma'am, kind of tone. And I'm saying that like with a little trepidation. I live with two planetary entities. I live with an animal that's planetary and a human, and they both have much majesty and mysticism, but I do see them as seekers of it rather than originators. So like taking the person, planetary person is really good at actually surviving the planetary experience without total freakouts, but must also go looking to get the lessons that come from a more mystical or heavenly realm. So I think all of us have been pretty set up to find peace, again, within the planet, maybe through challenge, like the whole planetary moon had, like, I don't like this planet experience. I have said it over and over. But by the end, we're like, well, but the truth is I really like this part, or this part really does work for me. I'm not at a loss for how to be on the planet. I was describing getting really sort of fatigued with the planetary tone, and that's real. I'm glad, you know, we're phasing into something else. But again, if I look at what I was able to create and manifest without blockage, like, the planetary moment is sort of when the blockage is finally not in the forefront or the side. It's like in the rear view. I was blocked. Now I am not. So I think there's bounty. Of course there is in the planetary moon. And then there's this other, the traction. I'm just like, I don't know. I am having to reflect on what it is to be a human being on planet Earth. I mean, we do that all the time. You guys are not getting like the best of me right now because I am still worn out from all the activity or industry of the planetary experience. I'm a little fatigued, but it's been good. It's been good. I was trying to talk about Blue Night, and I keep just sidelining myself into little eddies, little whirlpools that aren't like the main stream of consciousness here. But Blue Night is ending tomorrow. I would say that it really has its finale today, and tomorrow is what I consider the afterbirth. It is the intonation of a bell that was rung. You know, there isn't any clanging. It's just the as it fades, that's like the cosmic tone to me. When we get to the last day of the wave spell, and there's already a sense, a cerebral slash sixth sense of the wave spell that is coming the next day. So tomorrow when we get to blue cosmic eagle, we're going to have our last thread of blue night. Maybe it'll be a big dream tonight. Maybe it will be a pile of money, whatever version of that I keep referring to. That dollar bill that I saw on the side of the road when I was 9, that I've never forgotten how that felt. That could still happen in these last moments of blue night. Your intuition, again, that's another disclaimer, is that y'all know I am super intuitive. Like, the way that I have very low self-esteem in many areas, but I have come to terms with like actually having a developed gift intuitively. So I have no idea if blue night felt intuitive to you and you were like, I'm feeling really psychic, because that is how it feels to me, but it feels that way most of the time. Is that like too braggadocious? It just feels like that's real. So I neglect to say it's a time when you're really intuitive, and so you've been able to enjoy that, and it's fading in a way. But I don't think Yellow Warrior's super psychic time, but your psychic and intuitive self is on fire when you follow these calendars, because they are teaching your brain how to track with things that are whatever. I always use words like imaginal or paranormal, but they could be like magical, you know, whatever word you want to assign to that state of, again, mystical awareness and consciousness. So we've been doing that in the blue night time as well. Today's a white wizard day. I would mention that because it's a white wizard year. I was doing some readings at a farmer's market, which is my new summer attempt at putting myself out in the world, which I do because it's hard. And I think it's worth trying. It's very sweet. I'm in a redwood grove, so I feel like I'm trying to channel, and I'm nestled in a bunch of sequoias that are like the epitome of what channeling is, I believe, this vertical majesty. Anyway, why am I telling you that? I was doing readings, and I did a reading for a white wizard person, and you know, not a big deal, but I was reminded it is the white wizard year. And then I didn't even tell them, because what they may not understand, but it's like we're in 13 years of white wizard. I don't feel like I'll know what to do when we don't have the splendor of a 13-year white wizard wave spell. I love it so much. I love shamanism. I love the shaman. I love feeling called to be a healer and a seer, and having that be like at the forefront of my thoughts and goals and activities. I love that being natural and easier to be a seer and a healer now. I love the like aspirant appetite to look around and see who needs help and want to provide it in a heavy duty, methodical spiritual way. And I love that we're kind of in a big dream, because shamanism to me shows life as non-linear and non like sedentary, but multi-layered and timeless, calling from ancient history and a future that we have yet to live. Like, it's just so vast and beautiful to believe in the shamanic principles from whatever spiritual discipline you choose. So I just take this day as a reminder that that is the surround, and we're in year 5 and we have plenty of years left. And I'll be back tomorrow, maybe a little more rested, and continue this particular conversation. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.